When I would attend a business get-together, cocktail party, that kind of thing, back when I was a police officer, people would say, so what do you do? And I would tell them that I was a cop. And immediately they would say, oh, I got stopped, 6 months ago, and I was coming around the corner, and they go into the whole story and tell me about how they got stopped. It was a big incident in their life. But to me, I really didn't care. I stopped a dozen people a day, and after a few years of that, it's just, who cares? Don't tell me your story. It's boring, and nothing big happens at the end. You either got a warning or you got a ticket, and that's kind of how it goes. So I don't care. Now that I am a shooting instructor, when the question is asked what it is that I do for a living, and I tell them that I'm a shooting instructor, about 7 out of 10 people launch into a story about their last hunting trip or something to that effect. I'm not a hunter. Believe it or not, I am not a hunter. I just don't make that choice and really respect people that do. I think that hunting is so good for the wildlife. I mean, not the ones that are shot so much, but the other ones. They've got to be managed. And, without being shot, they're going to starve to death. And I get that. I appreciate people that are willing to go out in sub-zero temperatures, sloshing through the snow. Well, I guess it wouldn't be sloshing if it's sub-zero. But go out in those miserable conditions and ethically shoot a big animal with a bow and arrow or a gun. And, I think that's just wonderful. My concern, and what really ticks me off in these stories, is when I hear about the less ethical hunters and the completely non-ethical hunters. I believe that there can be several types of hunting. There can be people that see it as a sport. I guess one could argue that that's being a little bit of a jerk toward the animals, that the sport is hunting and killing them. I think there's a little bit of difference between that and saying that, yes, I'm going to enjoy this, but I'm not going to call it a sport. It is a age-old thing that a critter goes out and hunts for another critter and then captures that critter and then eats that critter. And that's an age-old thing, and I'm good with that happening. What I'm not good with is making the sport of it being not knowing how far away the animal is, not knowing how much bullet drop you have, not knowing what the wind effects are going to be, etc. I hear way too many stories about people that take shots at 3, 4, 5, 600 yards and even beyond when they should not be taking shots beyond 100 or 200 yards. I am a better rifle shooter than many hunters. I'm not the best in the world. There are a lot of hunters out there that are better than me. But I think of the people that tell me hunting stories, 98 times out of 100, I'm a better rifle shooter. I can better judge the wind, better judge the drop of the bullet, etc. I've practiced more from unconventional positions than they have, and I hear about these shots at 500 yards. There's no way I would take a 500-yard shot in a field position at an animal. It's just, that's unethical. That's ridiculous. A person who does that should feel horrible about themselves. That's just sick and wrong. If you are not 100% sure that you can hit that animal in the right spot with one shot, don't take the shot. Get closer. Actually hunt. Stalk the animal. If you can't get closer, I get it. I bet you it's tough. Again, I don't big game hunt, but I'll bet you that that's tough. And I have huge respect to bow hunters especially. They can get up really close to an animal. That is just, it's an incredible skill set. I have so much respect for it. I don't respect the person that comes out and shoots maybe one box, maybe even two boxes of ammo from a bench rest position at a shooting range a week or a day before they go hunting and then figure they're ready to go. That kind of person is, in my opinion, pretty much a jerk, an irresponsible jerk. So, yeah, I recently heard another story about a 500-yard shot in which an elk was hit, and it was 20 below, and the guy made an effort to go find it, but couldn't find it, so felt bad. Is going to learn from it. This isn't a learning experience. This is an animal's life. This is some cow elk that's out there suffering in 20 below zero temperatures, and you couldn't even suffer long enough to follow it until you found it. Really? You shouldn't be hunting. Give it 5 years, think about it, think about your ethics, and then start again. Am I right or am I wrong?